Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, Bob's not here, so let's all get over that for a moment. Surely he's out golfing today. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. Our little friend Limits is... what is he doing? Playing in a rock box somewhere in upstate New York, playing wiffle ball? He's in, where is he? Geneva?
Yes.
Geneva on the lake?
That's
is that New York or Pennsylvania? Where is that?
There's one in each. I have no idea.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm good. And there's a lot to talk about. And I mean a lot to talk about. And we have to start with our dear Buccos. Doubleheader yesterday. Say this much if you're out there listening. There truly is never a dull moment. And I always say in sports, if you're going to be bad, be really bad and eventful. Be eventful. Be dramatic. The Pirates sit here at 30-46, only one team in the National League with more losses than them, and it might be the worst team ever created, or at least since 1899, when Ron Cook broke in as a beat writer, I believe. And this, it's too early for him. How many beers? Is he three beers deep in Fort Myers right now? Do we think Ron wakes up and drinks? I do. And I think it's healthy for him.
He said he walks at like 5 a.m.
Right.
And I assume immediately after that walk goes and gets his first beer.
Absolutely. Then takes a siesta right after that. Then goes to happy hour. I think he goes, first he reads a book. Ron's very well read. And then it's off to happy hour for free food and beer. And then an early night at 9 o'clock. Do you think he's found a significant other yet? I think he has.
I would not say one significant other. I would say that there's a whole pool of females that he might converse with. Yes.
Yeah, I think Ron probably.
Maybe one at the track that he walks with. And
one at the beach, one at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. In every port.
He also goes to the gym now, right?
What?
Am I correct? I thought he's been pumping some iron.
I didn't hear of that. I'll have to text him for an update. Oh, my God. The Pirates. Where do we begin? Like, what's the biggest story yesterday? I suppose it's Dennis Santana taking a leaping swing at a fan. And, of course, because he plays for the Pirates, he swung and missed. Yes, Sean? Do you like that one?
Yeah, that was a good joke.
And then there was... it doesn't sound like you're all that enamored with it.
It was okay.
And then Tommy Pham... of all people, at least he didn't make an obscene gesture to any fans this time. Apparently had a little dust up. But let's start. Then we had Skeen somehow not winning a game again. I mean, this has become more unlikely than the miracle on ice that this all-time great pitcher goes out there no matter what happens. He could have gone against Skubal yesterday. He could have gone against Nolan Ryan in his prime. Or, as was the case, he went against, quote, undecided. They didn't know who their pitcher was going to be until a minute before the game, practically.
They ended up throwing a reliever? Is that what they did? It wasn't even like,
I don't
a
even
true
know
starter.
Who it was. I didn't care.
Yeah.
And then they get off to a 4-0 lead, and he leaves at 4-2 and still doesn't get the win. And the only thing we'd be talking about, if Pham was thrown out at the plate, is Mike Ribelgo. Who never met a chance to get thrown out at home that he would pass up in the grand tradition of Joey or Goey Cora and Rick Gofield. What's the best of those three nicknames, Sean, for Pirates third base coaches who couldn't control their arms?
Goicora.
Rick Gofield, Goicora, or Mike Rebelgo?
Goicora. Goicora. Yeah. He was actually one of my favorite players.
Was he?
Back in the Seattle Mariners. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
He always had a very big helmet that looked way too big on him because he's kind of a smaller guy.
Yeah. Wonderful man, though. I do know that. I talked to him a couple different times.
Did you call him Joey or Goey?
Well, Joey. Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
And then you had the Pirates actually hitting and actually winning in the second game. But the big story here is Santana. And how do we get to the bottom of this one? I mean, crazily enough, it was only the second most unlikely altercation in the majors last night because we had a manager fight. Did you see that? Between Dave Roberts and Mike Shildt?
Dodgers and Padres,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Otani got plunked.
Yes.
Am I correct?
And Tatis either did or almost did. I forget which now. And then the managers are fighting. Tremendous. This wasn't so tremendous. This was out in the bullpen. And everybody you talk to will tell you that Santana's the most mild-mannered guy ever. I wish he would have given us at least a general category into which this this heckling or this harassment fell, because it's very hard to make any kind of judgment. Like, you know, are we talking threats, like dangerous threats? Are we talking crossing a racial line? Are we talking crossing a family line? Like, what exactly happened here? Because for me, it needs to be probably one of those three, something very, very serious to justify what he did. So I wish we had more information. Without it, I'm sitting here, quite frankly, unable to make, you know, an evaluation, a verdict here, because I don't know what was said. I know just looking at the guy who said it, I wanted to punch him, but that doesn't mean you can. But I don't know what was said. Noah Hyles was on the morning show, and do we have a couple clips from him? He was there.
We sure do.
He was in Detroit. Let's play a couple of those and take a listen.
Yeah, I want to start off by saying, first off, that Dennis Santana is potentially the chillest guy on that team. And there are a lot of very relaxed, calm presences in that clubhouse. Dennis, I don't think I've ever seen him so much as, you know, have an angry face on, let alone be upset enough to go after a fan in the stands. So when I spoke with Dennis after the game, I mean, the obvious question is, I mean, what happened? What led you to do that? And he wasn't willing to share a ton of details. But what he said was a fan had been heckling him for a minute, and they crossed the line multiple times. And he said he doesn't condone what he did. He apologized for it and said it was wrong, but he said at least three times that person who he went after had crossed the line. Hmm. So I can't imagine. I don't want to speculate onto what was said or done, but if it upset Dennis, I would have to imagine it was pretty, you know, it was pretty inappropriate.
So where do we come down here, Sean? I mean, I get it. You know, he's a very mild-mannered man. I would only say that sometimes, you know, sometimes the calmest guys can also have a well of pent-up rage. That's not easy to say. Look at Limits, right? Look at City Limits, a very mild-mannered man.
Has he lashed out on anyone?
Well, some of us call him a human hummingbird. But I also believe he's saddled with a deep well of resentment and rage that could erupt like Mount St. Helens at any moment.
Well, that's concerning.
Don't we all have that? Mine is more on the surface, as I'm sure you've seen over the years. But seriously, I feel like it would be irresponsible of me to either way give him the benefit of the doubt or vice versa. Until I know what was said. I hear Noah. It sounds like it must have been something really, really bad. And that's the only thing that would justify, you know, going Ron Artest practically here and taking a leaping swing at a fan. I hate to fall in this gray area on this because it's talk radio, but I feel like it would be irresponsible to do otherwise. You?
I don't think we will ever truly find out, at least
I wish he would have. I wish he would have said. I wish he would have said.
The category.
Because yeah. yes.
obviously he's not going to repeat whatever was said in all
right.
likelihood.
And I'm sure Major League Baseball, it won't be hard to find the guy who was sitting there.
Right.
He had a Tigers hat on and a Clemente shirt, if
and
I'm not mistaken.
And there is security
right?
out there in the bullpen.
There was a guy looking right at it.
Yes.
So he was standing right next to Santana when he jumped.
That would be to me, that's the situation where you would think security would intervene before a player had to do that.
Yeah.
So if it was something, and I think Noah said, like Santana said, it had been kind of brewing for a little while.
Yeah.
That you would want security to put a stop to that. And maybe that's what Tommy Pham was doing a little bit later, where he didn't want to get to one where
hopefully Tommy has learned his lesson. I mean, you know, the quote, indecent gesture earlier this season.
He
slapped Jock Peterson across the face over a fantasy football texting dispute. So he's not a guy who keeps that that well of pent up rage. It's like me; it's more on the surface. How about you, Sean? Where's your rage?
I'm not filled with rage.
No, I saw a lot of ferocity on the basketball court. I felt it spilled over at the Fan
like
5 alarm.
Intensity. I don't think that's yeah. I would never, mild-mannered, I would say. I've never been in a fight. I know you have.
Well, two. I'm 0-2.
Oh.
I sang songs.
Well, there's always time to get that first victory.
There is yet. And it might come against City Limits when he comes back here. Tony Roloff was on my basketball team. I think it was ninth grade.
And, do you run a lot of pick and roll-offs with him?
Well, believe it or not, very nice. I made up a song about him, believe it or not, and sang it in the locker room. And he didn't like it. And on my way out to wait for my dad to pick me up, he attacked me with a backpack. Does that count as a fight?
What did you do in response?
Nothing.
No, I wouldn't call that a fight.
Basically coward.
No.
It was like Marina Mabry on Caitlin Clark the other night. I had no chance to retaliate. But even if I did, it wasn't going to go well.
You didn't get up swinging, though.
No.
I wouldn't call that. That was more of an attack on you.
And the other fight is very, very, very hazy. I just remember bits and... Oh, no, there's actually I'm 0-3 now that I think about it. There was a bar called the Pink Flamingo in Buffalo where you could buy an entire case of Old Vienna ponies. Have you heard of OV, Old Vienna beer?
I have not.
Delicious. No. So you sit there with your own case of the little beers, the ponies, right? And there was some sort of fracas. I may have again been singing a song about somebody. You think I would have stopped by then. But this guy, he punched me. And then outside, a whole group of them came around me. And then my friend Marshall Reinhardt, Rhino, we called him. And he was aptly named. He was a center on the football team. He came to my defense, but then they all started punching him. And then I took off like Usain Bolt. And the last thing I remember, Sean.
Was Rhino okay?
He wasn't okay that night. Wow. I can tell you that. On our drive to the emergency room. But the last thing I remember is, and it's like a bad dream, like you're running from somebody and then you fall. That's what happened. I was running and one of the dudes peeled off and ran after me. And the last thing I remember, it seemed like an army boot, some kind of boot kicking me right in the teeth. And this tooth right here, still bonded after all these years. I was bleeding like a stuffed pig after that. Rhino came around on a reconnaissance mission and picked me up and off we went to the emergency room. And I forget what kind of lie I made up for my parents the next day. It must have been a doozy because it was sort of obvious that I had been injured when I come home with half of a tooth, right?
Yeah, that's doesn't usually happen on accident.
Where were we? I don't know.
Dennis Santana.
I don't know where to fall on it. I don't know where to fall on it until I know more. Sorry, that's where I come down. Did Hiles have anything else to say?
He talked about Tommy Pham.
I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham, what did you think of the play at the plate?
So I was watching. I went out for the NBA Finals game, and the place I was at actually didn't have any audio on. They were just playing their own music, which I thought was not the best way to go. But the Pirates game was on. I was kind of going back and forth watching.
Yeah.
When I looked at the replay, I thought, he was out.
Man, it sure looked like it. I was listening to Wehner and Joe Block, and upon first blush, Wehner is like, man, that was an aggressive send. Big surprise by Mike Rebelgo, right? He said, man, that was an aggressive send, and it looks like he's out. But then he started looking at different angles and said, wait a second here, I can't tell. And neither could I. I've looked at it 8,000 times,
but I can't
tell. The
original call was safe, correct?
Yeah.
So that's a situation, I'm guessing, where they didn't have conclusive either way. They
right.
Just, yeah.
And then you hardly ever see a manager get thrown out because he argues a replay. I mean, what does he want the guy to do? They just looked at it on replay.
I mean,
doesn't that come down from New York or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I think that the managers realize that, but they just have to do that for their team's sake, for public,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Perception.
Absolutely. So, and then there's Skeens. Sean, I'm speechless on this one too. Every game, the guy goes out and he's lights out good, you know, certainly good enough to win every time out. I think I saw he has the lowest ERA for a Pirate at this point in the season since 1965. And I forget who it was, Elroy Face or somebody like that. And he never gets a win. He never gets a win. It's one of the strangest statistical oddities that I've ever seen in baseball. It's crazy. Do you know when his last win was? Do you know how, let me put it this way. How many wins does he have since April 26th?
One.
Two. And he's pitched good. Good, great, 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 good. Between good and great last night, a little too many walks. And he's 1-4 in those games. He's allowed in a total of 10 starts since the end of April. He has allowed 11 runs. He started 10 times and has allowed 11 runs and he has one win. Is there a stranger baseball stat of all time than this?
It's almost like the team just doesn't really try very much whenever he's pitching because they just assume he's going to do enough. It's crazy. He has more wins over replacement right now than actual wins. He has 4 wins and his WAR is 4.3, which is...
Part of the problem was, yesterday it was the bullpen. Ollie Mattson came in and had a rough one, and there it went. I know his name is Isaac, and nobody knows who Ollie Mattson is. He was a famous running back from a long time ago. You didn't know that either?
No, I did not know
that.
Sorry. That
was lost on everybody. Off the top, brought to you by JP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Roofing and siding. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to do some quarter century teams. Are you excited about that, Sean?
I'm very excited about that.
We did a little bit of Steelers yesterday with Bob and Jeff Hathorn. We're going to do Pirates and Penguins because it seems to be about that time to be doing these things. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. There's a gigantic local story brewing. It's in full swing here at the NBA Finals. I mean, this is mind-blowing. TJ McConnell, you could walk from here to Char Valley practically. What is it, 5 miles from here, 7 miles from here? It's right down the road. You go Green Tree Road, you make a right. I think you're still on Green Tree Road, if that's not Cochrane, and you think I'd know, living here for 25, 35 years, actually. And then you make a left on Route 50, and then a right to Char Valley. And that's where little TJ McConnell was born. And this dude is not guardable in the NBA Finals. And if his coach had done the right thing and played him as much in the fourth quarter of Game 5 as he did in Game 6, I granted because it was a blowout, but he wasn't tired last night in the fourth quarter somehow, like his coach said he was the game before, they would have dropped confetti last night at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Instead, they forced a Game 7. And he's as important as any player on the floor. And I mean that. They put Lou Dort on the dude last night. TJ McConnell, at this point, he has over 60 points, over 15 rebounds, and over 25 assists in the NBA Finals. He's the first bench player in Finals history to reach those milestones. Or better said, those benchmarks. Do you like that one, Horst?
That's good. Good pun. I mean, Ginobili, you figure, absolutely would have been able to do that.
So Ginobili came off the bench for some of those Spurs championships. Michael Cooper, for a little while, came off the bench. Iguodala came off a bench. McAdoo, Sean Livingston. We could go back forever. The microwave, Vinny Johnson. Nobody's done what this dude is doing. And those aren't like some obscure, like Antonio Brown. Remember when he, what was it? 50 yards and six catches streak or something. That's points, assists, rebounds. This dude is not guardable. I can't believe I'm saying that, but they haven't figured him out. Last night, he had 12 points, nine rebounds, six assists, and four steals. In game five, he was 18-4-4 on rebounds and assists. In game three, he turned that game completely around when they were lethargic in the first half, and he became the first bench player ever in the finals to get 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals in the same game. This is remarkable stuff. It's historic. I'm going to have Mike White on later in this show today. He's very close with the McConnell family, has gone to Indiana to do stories on TJ. I want to talk to him about that, because it's a huge story. And man, I never thought I would say this, but I think one of the tipping points in Game 7 will be if Rick Carlisle uses TJ McConnell freely and effectively and doesn't limit his minutes like he has in the past. What a show he's putting on, Sean.
I was looking at some of the comments on Twitter after a video of him. And I believe it was actually the video of he and his dad in the post game, which is really cool. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is not just the Pittsburgh slant. These are just general comments from NBA fans saying that if Indiana wins, he has a legitimate case to be the MVP.
That is a great point.
Now, I don't think he would get it.
It depends on how that game goes.
But like the fact that he's being discussed for that.
Yes. If Halliburton is hurting in that game or completely ineffective and TJ comes in and steals the show, I mean, Siakam would be the other obvious choice if they win, right? His numbers are bigger and his minutes are bigger and he would probably win. But the fact that that is something to ponder and not just pass off is incredible. It really is. What a story TJ McConnell is. It had our friend Pony positing his Mount Rushmore of local basketball players from history, Western Pennsylvania.
Okay. Not many in recent history.
Well, who's on the Mount Rushmore? If you include, it has to be more than high school. Like, there's been a lot of great, great high school
right.
players. So there has to have been college and pro, some combination
George
thereof.
Carl?
Not for me, no.
You're not counting what his contributions are as a coach then?
No, I'm just talking players.
Okay.
And Pony was just talking
he
players.
He was an NBA player too,
sure.
right?
Yeah, yeah. He was, I think he was, yeah. So the guys that are obviously on this are Maurice Lucas and Billy Knight, right? Maurice Lucas from Schenley, Billy Knight from Braddock. They were both great in college, and they were both really, really good in the pros. In fact, I saw Billy Knight at the YMCA in Buffalo put on a clinic right across the street from my house, I might add, Sean. And we had Billy Knight on the air. Surprisingly, he didn't remember meeting me. But
it's hard to believe.
I sure did remember meeting him. Man, I didn't beat him in anything. He was a great shooter. Great player. Those are two. Those are two givens. Then it gets very, very murky. Now, there's a guy named Jack Twyman that I think is a shoo-in on this list. I think he's a shoo-in. He went to Central Catholic, and he had a really good college career at Cincinnati, like a great college career. And then he was the eighth overall pick of the second round of the draft, and he played 11 seasons in the pros and averaged 19.2 points per game, Sean. Him and Wilt were the first two players in NBA history to average more than 30 points a game in a single season. He had a 59-point game in the pros. Like, I don't remember Jack Twyman. Ron Cook probably covered his from, you know, elementary school on. You're supposed to throw in a Ron clip of some sort other than the laugh. that one will do. He has to be on this list. Listen to this, and I know we're not including this, and I didn't realize this. Jack Twyman became an announcer, and he made a famous call in the Willis Reed game, the most famous injury comeback game in the history of sports, during the pregame segment with Ken Schenkel or Chris Schenkel. Twyman noticed that Willis Reed was moving from the tunnel toward the court, and it was Jack Twyman who exclaimed, quote, "I think we see Willis coming out." That's him. He has to be on the list. I'm sorry, not for that, but for his high school, college, and pro career. Now, his high school career is interesting. He got cut. You talk about Michael Jordan getting cut as a freshman. Old Jackie Twyman got cut as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. Did you know that, Sean?
Of course you didn't. I did not know
that. And neither did I until about 3 hours ago. So those three are on the list. And then where do we go? We can take calls on this, by the way.
Stu Lance,
you're coming up with some unbelievable names here.
So I knew him as a Lakers broadcaster.
Yeah.
He played a dozen years in the NBA and averaged double digits in scoring. So that's pretty impressive.
It's impressive, but not as much as some of these other guys, I hate to tell you.
Well, I agree, but I would say that his resume is ahead of TJ McConnell's as an NBA player.
What? No chance.
You don't think so?
See, what TJ McConnell has done in these finals might elevate him to Mount Rushmore status. I agree with Pony.
You'd put him ahead of Lance at this point?
Lance is not even on my radar here. Let's do a couple of other names. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers.
Can I mention a current player that never gets talked about?
Yes.
Cam Johnson. Played in the NBA Finals 4 years ago. And
played at North Carolina. He's a good one. What about Dick Groat? His number's hanging up at Duke, right?
But did he play like 1 year in the NBA? When, did he play at
all? I think
all?
He played a little bit for Detroit. I'd have to go back and look. But he's, I mean, if you're, you know, if your college career is that great, then it sort of overemphasizes the NBA, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree. And he could have obviously been an NBA player if that was the sport that he elected to pursue full time.
Okay. How about Armon Gilliam? From Bethel Park, went on to a very good career at UNLV. I think, if memory serves, he was the second pick in the NBA draft. Is that right? I think he was the second pick in the NBA draft. Phoenix drafted him second overall. He had years where he averaged 19 points and 9 rebounds in the NBA. Years where he was a really good NBA player. He was. He hung on for a long time, and some of his numbers waned late in his career. He was a double-digit scorer every full season of his career until he was 33 years old. So he's got to be at least considered. Him, Dick Grote, Maurice Stokes, who had his career tragically cut short, was a great, great player. DeJuan Blair, his NBA career didn't go great, but his college career sure did, right?
Yeah, and he was a legitimate NBA rotational guy.
Sure.
It wasn't like he, you know, never got off the bench. He just we kind of knew he wasn't going to have a lengthy career because of the physical limitations he had.
Don Henin from Wampum, right?
I don't know the first thing about Wampum. You're going to have to.
But you know the first thing about Don Henin. He lit up Pitt's opponents like a pinball machine. He was a legendary college player. I don't know where Wampum is either. I think out in Beaver County somewhere. I'm sorry to everybody in Wampum if that's
incorrect.
People
are saying Pistol Pete, but I don't think he qualifies.
No,
right?
I was going to come over to Pistol Pete. I was going to come over to Pistol Pete, and I wrote the Pistol Pete story a number of years ago. And the headline of which was Pistol Pete's legend lives on in Aliquippa. And I found his old college roommate, Paul Milanovic, which was unbelievable. I mean, I went up to Moon and sat there at a restaurant and was talking to a guy who lived with Pistol Pete. And Sean, if you ask me, we've had this topic from time to time, if you could go back and watch some athlete at the very height of his powers that you never got to watch, who would it be in what sport? And one of mine, and maybe my number one, is Pistol Pete in his floppy socks at LSU. When he went to LSU, the freshmen couldn't play on the varsity. So they had this old building there at LSU where it would get packed for the freshman game to watch him, and then everybody would leave before the varsity game.
Is he the best college basketball player ever?
He's one of them, man. He's
Kareem.
One of them. Kareem. Christian Laettner was pretty damn good. There's a lot of them. Magic Johnson wasn't bad. There's many, many of them. But here's the thing. Pistol Pete was in Aliquippa for a very short time. That's the thing. Is I don't think we can really claim him as a Western Pennsylvania guy.
And he did not play high school ball in the area.
Yeah, I think that's a prerequisite for this topic. So, as I wrote here, I'd always wondered how the tiny portion of Pistol Pete's life spent in Beaver County, from kindergarten through third grade, shaped him and those around him. Do people still remember him around there? And it turned out they did. He was born here, too. He was born at Sewickley Valley Hospital on June 22nd, 1947. So he was born here and then kindergarten through third grade. That's not enough. Of course, if we could claim him, he would be number one on Western Pennsylvania's basketball Mount Rushmore. Number one. He's Pistol Pete, for God's sakes, right?
Yeah, I never thought that he was a guy that you truly could consider as a Western PA basketball guy, even though he was here.
Me neither.
It was not really during the time that you would consider it part of his basketball development.
You can't, I don't think. However, that was one of the most enjoyable stories that I ever wrote, and I was over at the arena putting the finishing touches on it, and the NCAA tournament was here. So Trey Young was here, and so was Mike Krzyzewski. So I walked into the Coach K news conference before his team's game, right at PPG Paints Arena. I waited for everybody to get done. And I piped up And well, I'll tell you next what I asked Coach K about Pistol Pete, because he gave me a surprising answer. I'll tell you next, and you want to weigh in on the Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players all time. I'll finish with this before we have a brief intermission here. A lot of people will tell you that Kenny Durrett was the best basketball player who ever came from here. Kenny Durrett. 412-928-9370. B.B. Flannery is a nice one, too. And I've enjoyed my talks with him in later years, particularly when he was at Celtics camp.
He just got a court named in his honor, I believe, in New Kensington.
Man, he would tell me he was out at Celtics camp with all those dudes, and it would be out in the middle of the woods, like they stayed at a cabin, and they would go into this little gym, and ferocity would ensue with Bird, McHale, DJ, all those guys, and B.B. Flannery was right in the mix. I could talk to him about that all day. 928-9370. I'll tell you what Coach K said, and Trey Young, when I asked them those questions. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Sean Myers with...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.